It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, it's Valentine's Day weekend. It's Friday the 13th. Let's talk about the cover story for the Weekender this week. Unlucky in Love, Love Gone Wrong. Tell us about that.
Well, this was an idea, you know, fostered by the cosmic trick that the calendar does every time, you know, you get Valentine's Day on a Saturday, you know, which would seem really cool. You know, Valentine's on a Saturday, you can spend all day celebrating and all that good stuff. But it is always directly preceded by Friday the 13th, which, you know, I know there were many years before I became happily married that, you know, I would have said that is entirely appropriate. And so we decided to kind of play with that for the Weekender cover and look at, you know, the many ways in which the arts and pop culture have, you know, used the theme of love gone wrong and unlucky in love and stuff like that to create art. And I thought it was entirely appropriate that, you know, at the beginning of this week, we have Sam Smith winning, you know, an armload of Grammy Awards for Stay With Me and In the Lonely Hour, which he got up there and said was all inspired by a heartbreaking relationship, you know. So, you know, there you are starting the week with, you know, a big unlucky in love story, you know, getting a lot of award show gold. But, you know, through time, I mean, we've had, you know, these, you know, huge stories like, I mean, Gone with the Wind, you know, ends with, you know, the hero leaving, you know, the leading lady with a very terse statement. You've got Titanic with, you know, with Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, sinking into the icy North Atlantic, and, you know, just great songs like Carrie Underwood's, you know, one of my favorite breakup songs ever is Carrie Underwood's Before He Cheats, where, you know, she's basically describing how she's tearing apart her ex-boyfriend's little, you know, pickup truck that he prizes while he's in a bar, you know, trying to make time with another girl. And so, so it's a lot of fun. I think even if you are happily in a relationship, you know, it'll still be a fun piece to look over and kind of think of, you know, some of these funny stories and sad stories and intriguing stories like Scandal, you know, and how they've sort of used the theme of unlucky in love.
Moving on to this evening's performance of the Lexington Philharmonic.
Yes, and this is a guest conductor slot on the Philharmonic schedule, and it brings a familiar face back to town. Kyoko Dan was the, she was the very first candidate who came to town when they were searching for a successor to George Zak as the music director of the Philharmonic. And she ended up not getting that position, but she did become the music director of the Central Kentucky Youth Orchestra and stayed here for 2 years and led that group through some changes. And we got together and talked earlier this week, and she was talking about how when she was hired away by the Chattanooga Symphony and Opera, that she was completely shocked to get that position because she thought they were, she kind of came in late in the process and she didn't even think they were really seriously considering her, and then they went on and hired her. And it sounds like, you know, when you look at what's going on down there, that she's doing a lot of the same things Scott Terrell is doing with the Philharmonic, you know, bringing in new music and new ways of programming and things like that. And this weekend she has a program that's very emblematic of that. She's going to be conducting Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 2. And one thing you kind of learned about Kyoko right away was that she's a big Tchaikovsky fan. And, you know, back to love themes, you know, she's, you know, very into the emotion that Tchaikovsky brings up and how he, you know, really directs the listener in his music. And then on the flip side, they have the Crouching Tiger Concerto for Cello and Orchestra by Tan Doon that is based on his Oscar-winning score for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. So just a very modern and then classical program coming up this Friday night with the Philharmonic.
And finally, Sunday Best, playing the Opera House.
Right, for something completely different. Probably not a whole lot of crossover audience there. Though I could see both of those shows and be happy. But Sunday Best is a band that came out of Lexington in Prestonsburg and has been kind of blowing up in the last year. They've put out two albums last year that have both done fairly well for them. And they've been out touring behind them. The big change for people who have followed these guys is they perform for a long time as a duo, a guitarist and a percussionist who plays a cajon, which is kind of a percussion instrument that you sit on and slap. And so it's kind of given them a unique profile. But they're coming to the Opera House with a full band, which is really emblematic of their last album, Salvation City, had a lot more textures and sounds to it. So it's going to be interesting to see how the guys adapt to a much bigger format and really their first headlining gig at a major venue in Lexington. So kind of speaks well for what's happening for them.
Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader, always a pleasure. Have a good Valentine's Day and good luck today on the 13th.
All right. Thank you. You too.